In this bulletin, Russian opposition leader returns to Moscow. Western Australia welcomes back travelers from Victoria. And in tennis, the Australian Open is set to go ahead despite multiple players in quarantine. With the latest SBS News, I'm Assam Al-Ghalib. The border between Victoria and Western Australia has reopened. Victoria is now a low-risk region, but travelers will need to self-isolate and get tested on arrival in Western Australia. WA Premier Mark McGowan says any decision to ease border restrictions with New South Wales and Queensland will be based on health advice. Mr. McGowan is urging the states to get the risk of COVID-19 under control.
Generally, the eastern states are doing pretty well. Queensland, Victoria in particular. New South Wales has had it ticking along for a while now. In the case of Queensland, we haven't received any health advices yet to downgrade Queensland. I just urge all states to get it under control as quickly as possible. That allows borders to come down.
Meanwhile, New South Wales authorities have announced they will conduct more audits in quarantine hotels to ensure all processes are COVID safe. Residents are told to prepare as Tropical Cyclone Kimi has formed off the far north Queensland coast. The Category 1 cyclone is expected to bring strong winds, heavy rain, and some flooding. Areas from Cooktown to Lucinda, Mareeba, Chilago, Cairns, Port Douglas, Cardwell, and Atherton are on alert. Dean Naramore from the Bureau of Meteorology says the cyclone conditions are expected until Tuesday.
These wind speeds are strong enough to bring down numerous trees and power lines, cause power outages, and even cause damage to property. Flash and riverine flooding is likely across numerous rivers on the north tropical coast of Queensland on Monday and Tuesday. Roads will become impassable and residents may be cut off as rivers and creeks rise up and over roads and bridges. If you live near rivers and creeks, now is the time to prepare.
Russian opposition leader and Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny has returned to Moscow, where he has been detained by police at passport control. In September, German authorities confirmed that Mr. Navalny had been poisoned with the nerve agent Novichok, but the Kremlin has denied involvement, saying they have seen no evidence. But a day after Mr. Navalny announced he'd be returning to Russia, Russian authorities requested the court to imprison him for allegedly breaking the terms of a suspended sentence. Hundreds of the opposition leader's supporters gathered outside Nukovo Airport to meet him. Police detained several people as supporters chanted, "Russia will be free." Former FBI Director James Comey is supporting the impeachment of outgoing President Donald Trump. Mr. Trump's impeachment trial is also set to begin the day before Joe Biden's inauguration. Mr. Comey also called President Trump a populist who lies to get support from the people. Mr. Comey told Sky News' Sophie Ridge he wants Mr. Trump to be impeached and banned from holding public office again.
I think there has to be historic sanction for this behavior. It's a close question as to whether he should be prosecuted after he leaves office. I am actually of the view that the country would be better off if we didn't give him the platform that a prosecution would for the next 3 years, instead turn off the camera lights. And ideally, I'd like to see him convicted by our U.S. Senate and barred from ever holding public office again.
Mr. Trump is the first U.S. president to be impeached for a second time. This comes as Washington, D.C. is in lockdown ahead of Inauguration Day over fears of attacks and protests. Over 80 people have died and many injured amid tribal clashes in Sudan. A member of the Masalit tribe stabbed a member of an Arab tribe, triggering widespread violence. 97 people have been injured. The human rights organization, the Darfur Bar Association, said armed militia also attacked the city of El Ghinia and a nearby camp for displaced people. The attack comes weeks after UN peacekeepers have started to withdraw from the region. Australian Open organizers have said the tournament will go ahead despite international players being stuck in isolation. Almost 50 players are in isolation in hotels in Victoria after 4 cases were detected on charter flights carrying players. This means players will be unable to undertake 5-hour-long training sessions for the next 14 days. But Tennis Australia are providing the players with equipment to practice in their rooms. New Zealand doubles player Artem Sitak says lack of training will impact their performance.
Everything that I did in the off-season, which I had six very good weeks of training, it's not completely ruined, but it's not the same now. Obviously, when I'm going to come out of the quarantine, we're all going to be a little bit rusty. I don't think I can swing my racket in this room.
And now for a look at today's weather. Perth, partly cloudy, 34. Adelaide, similar conditions, 26. Melbourne, also partly cloudy, 24. Hobart, possible shower becoming windy, 20 degrees. Canberra, a sunny 31. Wollongong, mostly sunny, 27. Mostly sunny also in Sydney, 29 degrees. Much the same in Newcastle, 30. Brisbane, showers, 30. Similar conditions in Cairns, 32 degrees. Darwin, showers, a possible storm, 35 degrees.